This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's up, Hot Breath-averse? I am coming to you live from PodFest 2020 here in Orlando, Florida, here to do a quick type five. Hot Breath got invited down to be a part of PodFest this year. So thank you to all of you out there that share it. That is the reason why we're getting so much recognition in the podcasting and comedy games, because people like you that listen to this actually go forth and tell other people about it. So thank you so much. And also thank you to those of you who reached out with questions and comments and actually wanting to book your own Skype writing sessions. After last week's episode with Micah, so many of you reached out to book your own and actually to also ask follow-up questions. And a very popular one I want to address in this Type 5 podcast here is about making personal material. That was a big theme as we started Micah's writing session last week. You heard that she really didn't have a direction. She had a couple ideas, and then through asking questions about, you know, her personal experience, her personal points of view, just what is her unique sense of humor that you all have, that we all have. Comedy, in my opinion, is like a sixth sense that we all can tap into. It's just to what degree you tap into it is to what degree you find your own unique voice. So no matter what skill level you are, if it's one day into comedy or if it's one decade into comedy, this will really help you, as I've been doing comedy a little over 10 years now. And I only recently started getting more personal with the material. So it is a process, but if you can start early on, you're going to be way ahead of the game. And if you haven't heard last week's episode, definitely listen to it. It really gives you that behind the scenes, step-by-step process to doing this. But a lot of you reached out asking more tips on how to be more personal on stage. So I had three for you today in this Type 5 podcast I wanted to address. The first one is to start with material that's interesting to you. Uniquely you. What can you bring to comedy? Noah Gardenschwartz, a writer on Mrs. Maisel, he's been on Conan several times, he said on the show that a lot of his favorite jokes actually started out as interesting and not funny. But he was just writing about things that he had a natural interest in. You all know that the joke writing process is very tedious and repetitive, and it requires a lot of trial and error. So you want to make sure you are writing material about things you're intrinsically interested in, things you would want to investigate anyway. And a lot of my favorite jokes also, they didn't start out as funny, but they started out as there's something there. I just don't know what yet. One of those right now is my aunt's a vegetarian, but says she's allergic to anything green. So I've been trying to work that out over the past week. I don't know where the humor is yet, but I just think it's funny that a vegetarian doesn't eat anything green. So stay tuned on the evolution of that. But first things first, what is interesting to you uniquely? So that may start out with just making a list of things you're interested in and then expanding from there. What is unique to you? What is interesting to you? What does your sense of humor naturally gravitate to? Second thing, this is a big shift, a simple shift that can really make a difference in your material, but use personal words. So make the material more personal. Just a real life example. Just last week, Mark Kendall, an Atlanta comic who's actually been on here, he's produced a one-man show and does a lot of improv. Now he's getting more serious into stand-up. And he actually asked me how to make material more personal. And I noticed him on stage, he was talking about the school system and how the school system addressed race. And I gave him the note that a simple way to personalize that observation is to, instead of saying the school system does XYZ, simply change it to my school did XYZ. Growing up, my school did XYZ. Instead of just saying that school system over there at that one time did this one thing, Instead, make it, no, my personal experience with my school did this thing to me. And now it's boom, something that's unique to you and it's personalized and not just a general observation. I have some college material where I call it a Ponzi scheme and a four-year vacation from home before you move back in and all this. And all that's in my comedy special, which if you haven't gotten yet, it is linked in the show notes or go to my website, joelbyerscomedy.com. If you enjoy this show, if you enjoy supporting comedians, or if you just enjoy liking dope comedy, 10 years in the game, I dropped my own comedy special called The Trophy Husband. So go check it out in the show notes or at joelbyerscomedy.com. Thank you to all those that have ordered it already as well. But that was an ad read, hot brethren and sistren. Yes, we're taking sponsors now if you're interested in sponsoring the show. That's something we're talking about here at PodFest as well. But I used to just have general observations about college and the industry and the business behind it. But as soon as I made it about my college, one, it opened up my world of material because now I wasn't trying to connect the dots on some kind of vague like corruption. It was more like, oh no, now I have all this material about my school. And that really helped the bit grow even more. And the more personal you get on stage, the more universal your material becomes. Because that personal material is what really connects with the audience. As you know, we've all watched comedians and are sitting there thinking, wow, they were funny. And at the end of the set, you don't remember anything they said. You just remember they were funny. That's because the material wasn't personal. You become memorable with the personal material. As soon as I started doing more personal material about my unique point of view and my unique experiences, that's when people started coming up and not saying you were funny or nice work, but they were saying, oh man, that's just like me. I went to a school like that. Or my wife replaced me with our dog too. That's when they start to really connect and remember you. So we have, start with material. What is interesting to you? Simply shift into personal words. Use my, use I, we, if you're talking about family, like just personalize the material in terms of just the words you use. And finally, okay, we're running the light here. I know we're going a little bit over, but I wanted to get a tight five to you. I'm going to be gone all weekend, but I still want to get you that episode you expect every Monday. So the final one, real quick, create material only you can say. Put your material through the filter of, could any comedian say this and it still be funny? Could someone steal this joke and it still be just as funny? If so, challenge yourself to just kill the joke or challenge yourself to make it more personal. If it is more universal right now, think about how you can personalize it. So everyone's trying to create coronavirus jokes right now. But if you want to go that route, how can you make it personal and not something that you could hear on late night and it still be just as funny? How can you personalize it to you? What is your own, what is your unique emotional opinion about it? Or what is your unique point of view on it? Or your unique experience with whatever you're talking about? Create that material that only you can say. I did that with starting out here in Atlanta. I would do shows where it was all white people and I did shows where it was all black people. And if a joke worked in one room and not the other, I got rid of it. I wanted to make sure that the material translated everywhere. And that takes time and it takes longer to develop that much more material, but it makes you stronger, which is what we're all about here. We're not about like a quick fix. Really starting to personalize your material is what's going to give you that longevity in this game and help you to start building a fan base, but also to help you to start finding your voice faster. So summing it up, start out, think about what is interesting to you. Not even funny. It may be funny to you as well, but what is interesting to you? What does your mind, what does your instinct tell you that's interesting to you? Start there. What's interesting to you? Use more personal vocabulary with your material. If you're talking about he, she, or they, well, maybe it's instead of he said this, it's like, well, my brother said this, or my dad said this, or I did this one time. It like personalize it, make it immediate. That's what the audience will connect with. So think about what's interesting to you. Use more personal words in your material and create material only you can say. So just put it through that filter. If someone else can say it, figure out a way to make it uniquely yours or kill it. All right. So this has actually turned into a tight 10. We got on a little bit of a roll there, but I hope you found this helpful. I got to get back. I mean, there's workshops every day here, but it's really been a blast. I'm so excited. If you're not, a big topic at this PodFest is YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to the Hot Breath YouTube, it's in the show notes. Go check it out. We have almost 3,000 subscribers now. And some videos on there are really starting to take off, like in 300,000 views and things like that. So go check it out. Subscribe. Share it. Thank you so much for the support of the show. I am very excited to see where this grows as we build this together. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, the Skype session, definitely listen to it. I think it'll help you, if anything, just getting perspective on the creative process or getting another way to write material. It was a 60-minute session, and it started out, Micah only had a few joke ideas, and then we left with like pretty much a personalized set that she can now start to build. So if that's something you're interested in and you want to save time on the learning and writing of material and you just want to knock it out in one go, reach out to me personally and let's schedule a Skype session for you. So thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next week. Keep grinding, kids.
This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.